It is 19 minutes before 9 o'clock on this Friday morning. I'm Alec Creighton. Time for today's edition of Northeast Colorado Talks. Our guest this morning is State Representative Dusty Johnson on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning and happy Friday for a hot day ahead.
We've got some hot days, hopefully some monsoonal moisture on its way in the near future. It sounds like maybe we might get some of that.
With no hail, preferably.
I think hopefully we're mostly done with that because we have certainly had some of those events this summer.
And no more flooding.
We don't need any of that. Hopefully we're a long ways away from that. Well, you've the session is obviously over and has been for several weeks now. You stay busy during the summer, right, going to community events and that sort of thing, county fairs coming up. But you've also got some roundtables. Tell us when and where those are and what you do at those.
Yeah, so the first of the seven, because I try to have a roundtable event in all seven of the counties in this district. One is a legislative recap, because there was a lot to process in the last session. It gives time people to, you know, like figure out what's going on. Also gave me time to watch which bills were vetoed or which will become laws. So it's just a way for to update the community on what the state just did. Along with the roundtable part is I want to hear updates from the communities I'm visiting, answer questions, get ideas for the next legislative session. The first one I'm kicking off today in Phillip County, it will be at my country cupboards in Holyoke from 12:30 to 1:30. Again, today at my country cupboards in Holyoke, 12:30 to 1:30. Really also tried to, you know, help with small businesses. So I always pick a small business. So when people visit, you know, the roundtable, they can also, you know, help support a local business, get a beverage or, you know, a snack or lunch, just to help with the economy in that area too.
All right. And is it, do you say you do the, you try to do these in each of your counties?
Yes. So this one, this year it's a little, so I'll kick it off in Phillips and then take a pause because I don't want to overlap with fairs.
Ah, which are coming right up.
So I hate for people to miss it if there's also the fair and their kids are showing or, so then as soon as the fair time starts to wrap up or at least wrap up for certain counties, then I'll do a round table afterwards.
Got it. And I'm guessing if we go to our local county fair in your district, I'm guessing we'll see you there in the next couple weeks.
Yes. We are blessed to have 10 county fairs in District 63, and I'm going to try to make as many as possible.
How many of your fellow House members have that many county fairs in their district?
I don't think any. I think the competing one would be 9.
Right.
They have one county fair. Because some of my colleagues have 9 counties instead of 7. And the only reason I get 10 is because Wolf County has 3 county fairs.
Oh, okay.
Other county, I think it's the only county with multiple county fairs.
Right.
Otherwise, it's 1-for-1.
Right. Big county there. So that will keep you hopping. And when you... when you're talking about the legislative summary, let's talk about some of the highlights that will be on there. And also you mentioned, you know, you have to wait till after the session to see in some cases which laws get signed and which get vetoed. And the last time we talked, there were still some sitting on the governor's desk. What were some notable laws that passed that either got vetoed or actually became law that it was uncertain as the session ended?
Yeah, I know at least the big one in my mind was it passed by a vote of 94 to 100. Out of 100 votes, 94 of the members voted yes. Sorry, so 6 no's. And that was the transparency bill to make the executive branch have to allow the people to know where they're leaning on bills and where they're meddling. The governor vetoed it. We talked about it, how he said that was a very mean thing to do to future governors to make them have to be transparent. So that one is a shame, but I'll be bringing that back next year and already talking with a possible governor. There's 3 of them and starting to talk with them to see if they would be, this is something that their administration, should they win the election, be okay with. Some others we saw unfortunately get through that were very close in votes is mandating, you know, like all colleges have to offer, all colleges that have a pharmacy, sorry, have to offer abortion pills. This one was actually, you know, we had good debates on this, and it did pass. We were hoping for a veto. Just because it seems weird that you're mixing education with more healthcare standards.
Ah, right.
You know, and it's just like they're an education institution, and the pharmacy is supposed to be literally just to fill basic prescriptions. The pharmacies really aren't prescribing them, and then to add that mandate onto them, we'll see where that leads and how that's going to affect. I know I've heard some colleges that say that it just might be easier just to close the pharmacy if they're going to add more mandates and they're just trying to get help somebody get their inhaler on campus.
And that one was signed by the governor, you say?
That one was, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then trying to, let's see, one that did get did not pass that we were worried about is the mandate on all big businesses that they have to pay for higher insurance or into Medicaid, more so than they already do. And we just see every time we add more mandates on businesses, they start to leave Colorado. So luckily that one did not become law. Those are the ones that come to the top of my mind right now.
Right. So as you're meeting with constituents at these roundtables and as you make your way around the district since the session has ended, what are some of the things you're hearing most consistently from your constituents? Are there kind of some common themes of what people are concerned about or have on their mind state policy-wise?
Yeah, one of them that I keep hearing is schools and mandates. That they don't want more mandates forced on the schools from the state level, which I'm in line with. I don't think we need to add any more mandates at the state level if a local school district wants to add something that another local school district doesn't have. That's fine. Different school districts, different needs. But we keep seeing every single year how they keep trying to add more mandates onto schools when teachers are already underpaid, when we don't have enough staff. When we're struggling just to, you know, get through a regular school day, when it's, you know, you have to do 60 minutes in this subject and 30 in this subject, and, you know, hearing rumors next year they want to add that you have to have so many minutes of lunch and so many minutes recess. And then talking to my colleague saying, you know, once all these minutes add up, that's more than a school day. How do you expect anyone to hit this mandate without making kids go to school for 12 hours?
That seems like some simple math at some point.
Well, but we're not forcing that they have to know math. It's all
right.
These other subjects.
Right, yeah.
So there's that. Roads, I keep hearing about, you know, as we're driving, and more so, I mean, if you go to areas that got flooded or major, you know, hail on the dirt roads, roads are always going to be a big one.
Right, which leads us to some of the ballot issues that will be presented to us voters in November. One of those should help roads, but it may or may not help roads, right?
Yes, and it's a very, I mean, I am mad at the legislative body. The majority decided to put Colorado between a rock and a hard place. The ballot initiative, as it stands, would direct that, you know, we have to put money to actual road repairs. It can't go to, you know, the EV stations and the bike lanes, but actual potholes or extra lanes for high, you know, semi-truck usage areas for safety. The concept of the ballot, I love. The issue is we saw a lot of the Joint Budget Committee members on the majority side pass a bill that if the people vote for this road repair, they said that the monies will be coming from things like ambulance funding, education, healthcare. And so they're telling the people you can choose between healthcare money, public safety, and children, or you can choose between roads. The reason this is really hard is if people vote no, and then I go back in arguing, you know, that one of the biggest concerns would be roads in my district, they'll say the people voted no on that. That's not a concern anymore. And they're literally going to force the hand of what people want out of fear. And if it passes, how are we going to make a cut when we've already had a cut, you know, $1.5 billion last year and $1.2 billion the year before? There's no easy answer on this. We need roads and we need actual road repairs. And for the majority of the Democrats to come out and say, well, we're going to tell you exactly where we're going to cut because we don't think roads in the state are a priority, we think RTD and mass transit are a priority, but this ballot initiative is not for that. They don't think actual roads for communities outside of their Denver areas are a priority is very upsetting. So it's a very hard one. I'm still researching the pros, cons, which way I will be going. So you'll hear me in the next couple of months when I do a lot of research on what we can do or not do. Again, there's no easy answer on this one now.
Are there any other highly notable ballot questions that we're expecting in November?
We are. There's a ballot initiative saying more funds for education is the way they're selling it. That means it's going to attack our Colorado Taxpayer Bill of Rights. Legally so, because if we affect the Colorado Taxpayer Bill of Rights, or TABOR, as most people know it, it has to be a vote by the people. So to have a ballot initiative is all within legal, but we're going to take money out of hardworking people to go pay for education, but what they're not telling you is what does that mean? And this is the concern where I talk to people. Does that mean they're going to add more mandates to schools, but now it's not unfunded? We want you to, you know, teach the students X, Y, and Z, and here are the funds out of the people's wallet. Or, you know, we think this is going to be good in the schools. We have the funding. I don't think it's actually, I could be very, you know, honest and say, I don't think it goes to, you know, salary increases for teachers or infrastructure. I think it's going to pay for some special interest idea. That way they can say it's, well, it's a mandate. It's not unfunded.
All right. Well, as November approaches and we know the names of those ballot questions and that sort of thing, we'll ask you those questions again as those come up in November. So as we mentioned, county fair season coming up, you've got 10 fairs to potentially attend. What are some of the things you're looking most forward to going to the area county fairs?
I really like taking tickets at Logan County because I get to actually talk to people and see more people. I also look forward to the catch it animals because it's so fun to watch the kids have to try to catch these animals. And it's cute. Everyone gets a laugh and it's fun to watch them.
Right.
The food. We all love the food.
Yes.
Or we say good. We do in the beginning, and then we're all sick afterwards.
Right, right. Well, not all of us go to 10 different fairs, but fair food is a great part of the summer.
Well, maybe not everyone else gets sick of it, but once you eat it for like 2-3 weeks solid, it's
right,
a little different.
Right. All right. We're visiting with State Representative Dusty Johnson on Northeast Colorado Talks this morning. And I did notice you posted on social media recently that you were at the Renaissance Festival. What was your favorite part of being there?
My favorite part was definitely getting engaged. getting proposed to in front of a castle, I think is every, you know, obviously every little girl's dream, but I think it's every woman's dream too, to be treated like, you know, a princess and queen. And it was definitely not expected.
Well, congratulations to you and very fun pictures. And I noticed all the royals were applauding because she said yes.
Yep. And we definitely had they were hooting and hollering, jumping up and down. It was really fun to get the interaction from them, too.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. And appreciate the update this morning. We'll look forward to seeing you at one or more county fairs and getting some more updates as the summer goes along. Thanks very much.
Thank you. And just a public announcement to everyone is to stay hydrated. It is very hot. You don't think you need it, but just stay hydrated.
Very good reminder, and keep that the sun cover on and keep those things in mind. Good reminders. Thanks very much. Safe travels to you, Dusty. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
State Representative Dusty Johnson, our guest on Northeast Colorado Talks on this Friday morning.